This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Note that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap has a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. We have information about Terry and me and what we believe. You can contact us through our internet website contact page. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. What does God want from you? I will tell you. God wants honesty from you. Honestly admit to God that you have done things that are wrong. God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, said in chapter 1, "Come, let us consider your options," says the Lord. "Though your sins have stained you like the color red, you can become white like snow. Though they are as easy to see as the color scarlet, you can become white like wool." God is completely holy and without any sin or moral fault of any kind, ever. We read in the Bible in Psalm 99, 2-5, "The Lord sits in majesty in Jerusalem, exalted above all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Your name is holy. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established fairness. You have acted with justice and righteousness throughout Israel. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow low before His feet, for He is holy." As human beings, we are morally flawed by the curse of sin in our nature and by the sins we have committed. In the New Testament book of Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, we read, "For all who rely on doing the works of the law are under a curse, because it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not keep on doing everything written in the book of the law.' Now it is clear no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous one will live by faith. But the law is not based on faith, but the one who does the works of the law will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." The standard God has set for entrance to His heaven is absolute perfection. God cannot allow sin in heaven. It would violate His sinless nature, and it would pollute heaven. So God made a way that men and women could be made perfect for heaven, a way that satisfies the righteous standard of God and His justice in punishing sin and disobedience against His flawless rule. In a way that is hard for us to fully understand, God came to earth and was born as a very special and unique baby. We call that baby Jesus. He was first called Emmanuel in the Bible, which means God with us. We can read about this in the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, where it tells this part of the story of Jesus. an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." That is found in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. God came to earth and lived among us, grew up, lived a sinless life, healed many people of their diseases, but most importantly, he came for the purpose of dying an atoning death in order to satisfy the punishment for sin that God required. God sacrificed himself, which satisfied his own requirement for justice for the sin of all those people who would believe and trust in the atonement of Jesus when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary about 2,000 years ago. The Apostle Peter put it this way, "Christ suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, to bring you to God by being put to death in the flesh, by being made alive in the Spirit." That is found in the Bible in 1 Peter 3:18. God wants faith from us. That is what he truly wants. God wants faith in the finished work of his only Son, Jesus Christ, when he took all the sin of the world on himself and removed it from everyone who believes and places 100% of his or her faith in Jesus Christ and in him alone for their eternal salvation. Christ has done all the work of salvation for us already, but it does not become effective for us personally until we exercise personal faith in Christ individually. In the Gospel of John chapter 3 and verses 16 and 18, we read, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God." So, what does God want from us? He wants faith. Hebrews 11, verse 6 tells us, "Now without faith it is impossible to please him, for the one who approaches God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Jesus said in John chapter 3, "Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must all be born from above." Born from above is another way of saying born again. Those who have already placed their faith in Jesus for their salvation are described this way in the New Testament book of 1 Peter. "You are being kept by the power of God because you put your trust in him, and you will be saved from the punishment of sin at the end of the world." With this hope, you can be happy even if you need to have sorrow and all kinds of tests for a while. These tests have come to prove your faith and to show you that it is good. We must confess our sins to God. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness." Confession means saying the same thing about our sins as God says. We agree with God that we have broken his laws. Then we must repent. Luke 13:3 says in part, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." Once we confess and repent, we are made right with God. Listen to these verses found in Romans chapter 5. "Now that we have been made right with God by putting our trust in him, we have peace with him. It is because of what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us. By putting our trust in God, he has given us his loving favor and has received us. We are happy for the hope we have of sharing the shining greatness of God. We are glad for our troubles also. We know that troubles help us learn not to give up. When we have learned not to give up, it shows we have stood the test. When we have stood the test, it gives us hope, and hope never makes us ashamed, because the love of God has come into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. We were weak and could not help ourselves. then Christ came at the right time and gave his life for all sinners. No one is willing to die for another person, but for a good man, someone might be willing to die. But God showed his love to us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Now that we have been saved from the punishment of sin by the blood of Christ, he will save us from the anger of God also. These verses are found in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Have you confessed your sin to God, friend? Have you repented before God? Have you received salvation from God by faith in the death of Christ on the cross for you? I hope you will take time to do so today. Your eternal destination depends on it. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. See photos of Terry and me and learn and read more about us and our ministry. That internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. As I said, we so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks are affecting your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S. Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Romans chapter 10. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved from the punishment of sin. When we believe in our hearts, we are made right with God. We tell with our mouth how we were saved from the punishment of sin. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved from the punishment of sin.